Recorded Books and RB Digital present Tigers, Not Daughters by Samantha Mabry, narrated by Luis Moreno. The night the Torres sisters tried to run away from Southtown. The window to Ana Torres's second-story bedroom faced Hector's house, and every night she'd undress with the curtains wide open, in full view of the street. We'd witnessed this scene dozens, hundreds of times. But still, each night, Anna had us perched there, pained and floating on the edge of something tremendous. With her back to us, Anna would strip off her shirt and her bra, that bra made of white cotton, the fabric so thin we could see the shimmer of her sandstone skin through it, and toss them onto the floor at the foot of her never-made bed. She'd lift up her arms, stretch her spine like a cat, and roll her head side to side to ease out the kinks in her neck. She'd run her fingers through her long, ink-black hair before gracefully winding it up into a knot. Then she'd turn, so slowly it made our eyes gloss with tears. She'd sigh and gaze through her window, never straight at our faces, which were always twisted tightly with hope, but always past us, over the top of the crooked oak tree in her front yard, over the top of Hector's two-story house, over the tops of tilted palms several streets away, to some faraway place. She'd have this wistful expression on her face, like she was waiting for something, or someone, to come down from the night sky.